Hei konei tāku kai kōrero ko Dr. Mary Ann Baker. E kōrero mai ana ki roto I te rohe o Ngāti Hine. Engari I konei anu eia, kono I ngā wā katoa e mahi anei ki roto I te kaitāia pharmacy. Kamatu e ngā rā, I ngā wiki katoa e mahi anei ki Ngāti Hine. Ari ngā rā hōroi, tēnei tāna nei mahi. Kari e hoa mā, ki konei ano, me ngā wetahe o ngā kōrero e pāna ki ua tātou mahi mō ngā rongoa. Mm. Kia ora mai, Dr. Mary Ann Baker.
Kia ora, girlie. How are you?
Oh, good, good.
Yes, it's beautiful and sunny. Our COVID clinics are pretty quiet today.
Yes. And, you know, before we kōrero, I must mention we had Atangi up at Ngāwha for Bishop Ben Te Hara. And Bishop Ben Te Hara would have been, I think he would have been buried today at Rāwhiti.
Aye.
But unfortunate, you know, you can't go to every tangi. And I'm one that I just thought when everybody talks about the uruta, the COVID, it makes you more suspicious of not going anywhere because you're told stay home, stay home. So it makes you wary about not going anywhere. So my condolences to the family.
And that's right. And that's sensible to stay home, especially if you have what they call comorbidities, more than one ailment, diabetes, particularly heart. If you're on cancer medicines or medicines that cause immunocompromise, because you can easily pick up, it's not just the COVID, but in large gatherings, all the germs that accumulate in that space. Because I know when I go to those sort of things, I get home and then sure enough, you're very sick, moiwi for the next couple of days. Yes, and you can't afford to drop your resilience and your resistance in times when COVID has been in the community, even though it's tested negative, because you don't know how that bug is transforming.
That's right.
And that's it. And one of the things we're going to discuss today is, as they say, the symptoms of heart attack. And that's very important, is that, you know, one of the symptoms that you'll feel, like not just sore throat and coughing, but if you get like attacks in the respiratory system, you've got to know dial 111. When you're ready, we'll just go through the differences listeners are between indigestion and heart attack. So, girly, with the indigestion, it's usually described stomach pain or discomfort after eating, but it's usually not a disease on its own, but a group of symptoms such as stomach pain, bloating, sense of fullness after we eat. It affects up to 40% adults in New Zealand every year. It's sometimes confused with heartburn, where you get reflux, which is a burning feeling rising from the stomach into the chest and up towards the neck, and it's called GORD, GORD. But there's always the question, could it be a heart attack? But we have to know the difference. So the symptoms of indigestion is early fullness while you're eating or uncomfortable fullness after you finish the eating or your kind. You can have a gnawing or burning stomach pain. Can feel like vomiting or just feel sickly. You usually have bloating, so your stomach can swell and wind, burping. Compared to the signs of a heart attack, the heart attack are usually sudden and intense, but a lot of them start slowly with a mild pain or discomfort that, as we said, can be mistaken for this indigestion. That's why if you think you have either symptoms, you usually get it checked out. And those symptoms for heart attack differ between men and women, and it's usually triggered by exercise or heavy work, is not always the case, but it can be. So if you have chest pain that lasts more than a few minutes, it may be a sign of a heart attack. The pain might initially come and go. It can be in one or both arms, most commonly the left arm. It can go into your neck, your back, your jaw, your stomach, and your abdomen. And it usually feels also like squeezing or pressing, a tightness or fullness. So the chest discomfort in women may not be the worst or most notable symptom, because they're more likely, women than men, to experience sweating, the other symptoms, feeling faint, feeling sick, vomiting, see, similar to indigestion, being short of breath, and palpitations. That's a fast, strong, or irregular heartbeat. And that's why it was asked that we say to the listeners that if you think you've got indigestion or pain and it's lasting more than 1 minute, especially in the chest, you should always get it seen. And us pharmacists, even in the shops or out in the community, have saved a lot of people by saying, please go immediately to your GP, or better still, if it's after hours, to the hospital and get checked. And some have found they've had a mild heart attack, but they just felt a bit off. And so those are the things. So, because what happens is during the cardiac arrest, the heart's starved of oxygen, and the heart muscles sensitive to a drop in oxygen in the bloodstream. It interrupts the heartbeat and the heart rhythm and can stop it beating, and that's a cardiac arrest. Mm. So those are the things. If we wanted to go through the causes, what do you think, Shirley, for indigestion and heart attack?
Oh, well, I'm listening to you. I always think that when you have it, it's a heartburn, you know, that, or indigestion. That's how I put it, but I didn't realize it could be forms of heart attack as well, you know, a slight heart attack. I didn't realize that. I always just took it as indigestion, you know.
Yes, if it lasts, because the indigestion, you've got wind and bloating, but see, both have got nausea and vomiting.
Mm.
Yeah. And then just
pain. So if it vomits and you're burning up where the esophagus is, what's that?
It's usually, as they said, that's the heartburn, where you feel a burning feeling rising from your stomach
goes in, yep,
and up towards the neck.
Yep.
And a lot of people used to go to the chemist and get that Gaviscon.
Yep.
Yeah, Gaviscon tablets or liquid. You used to be able to get other things now.
Mm.
But if it's other things like indigestion, some people use cookies, or they get from the doctors omeprazole or pantoprazole. However, heart attacks, that doesn't make a difference. But after a heart attack, because some people bleed in the stomach, the doctors will give you those same omeprazole after leaving the hospital, just to protect your stomach.
Mm.
But definitely, that's why if you think it's indigestion, and sometimes you can faint with it too, you know, especially if it gets lodged in your esophagus, chi or tablets.
Yeah.
That's why you must call 111. And for a lot of people, especially, I think if you're on benefits in that, you should go to WINS and get the alarms that you can have in your home that's covered under the St. John, so that you can just press the button with the medical alert bracelet and get help. A lot of people, I just saw a patient today that didn't want to call the St. John's because it costs money. Well, yes, it costs money, but we must know that we can, if you're a beneficiary, usually get that covered. And to be better on top of things, you go and apply to have the St. John's bracelet and therefore the mechanism in your home. Because this patient said he drove off to the hospital. Well, if you think you're having an attack, especially a heart attack, you're not allowed to drive. You could just collapse at the wheel. And so these things are of help. And always just call your pharmacist or your practice nurse for your GP, because often you can't speak directly to the GP. They also have phone lines. And if you want to read it all up, It's a lot of reading. You can go to the Health Navigator. It's on your phones and on the computers, and type in what you want to know. Mm. And definitely we're here, Girlie's here, and I'm here to answer any questions outside of the radio.
All right. Oh, how interesting. You know, for a lot of us too, and like you say, Mary Ann, that some of us don't bother, and yet we should, you know, make a point of getting all these different things connected to your phone and with different other ways and means, and then you can have help, perhaps in the likeness of people that are living on their own, you know.
Definitely. Yes, mm. This person stayed on his own, and he just thought, yes, well, the GP said quicker to get to the hospital than try and come to the GP, and you get immediate attention. But more dangerous was he drove there. He could have collapsed, as I said. Whereas if you have the St. John's bracelets and the connection to the St. John's service, you just press your button and the ambulance comes to get you.
Mm, mm.
Or they attend you, and if you need to go into hospital, they do that too.
True.
And it might think, oh, well, I'm way up Ngātaki or something. It doesn't matter. You can still get aid. You know, you must never think you're alone, and it is a lifesaver.
Mm. Oh, kia ora, Dr. Mary Ann Baker. That's good to know. So those are the ideas and kōrero that we need to put into place, especially families. And that regards myself too, because, you know, having to do this and through St. John's Ambulance, that's great to use that system, you know, especially when I'm in Kaitaia, it's not far to the hospital, you know, that sort of thing. Mm.
Mm. Oh, that's right, those bracelets. So inquire when you next see your GP, they fill it out for you. Inquire at the St. John's. You're very fortunate. They're definitely up in Kaitaia and the main city centres like Kaitaia. Very good. So
yes,
that's cool.
Oh, kia ora. Kia ora, Dr. Mary Ann Baker, and thank you for that.
Yeah, nga mihi mahala whānau. Kia ora, girlie.
Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe.